Hello, we're back. It's been 6 years. Banpie took a little time off, a little hiatus. But we're back, bitches. And we got new music, we got new people to talk to, we got a new format, and we got a new permanent co-host.
Hey!
Callie Wolf.
Hello!
She used to be on the old iteration. If you haven't listened to Banpie before, this used to be a show that I did probably like 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago at this point. How fucking old are we? Anyway, where I'd have musician friends on and we'd talk about what drives them, where they started, music that's important to them. We'd make a little playlist in relation to the theme of the show and just have a conversation about music. And I can't think of anybody else that I would want to have on the show permanently to talk about music with other artists than Callie.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be a part of this because yeah. It was always so much fun and I could talk about music for fucking ever.
Yeah, straight up.
So.
And so she used to do little quarterly recap episodes on the show. And that's how we're going to start out 2024. First episode back, we're going to just talk about our favorite songs. From 2023 and our top 10 or as close as we can get it
yeah.
to a top 10.
Honestly, as you know, I had a very hard time yeah. narrowing it down to 10. So I have 10 songs, but then I also have two just full albums
yeah.
that are on the list. So 10 songs, two albums.
Well, take it away, homie.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Shoo, 2023. What a year.
Right.
There's a lot. And as we have talked about, some of my bands and artists on this list are like bigger name ones that I, you know, are childhood favorites or those that I have been following forever. And it was like highly anticipated new music. But also 2023 was a really good year for me listening to like smaller bands and artists as well.
Right.
And you know, in the past 6, 7 years since we've recorded this, there's so many new avenues of finding new music. Like TikTok was huge.
Right.
And the algorithm definitely recognized that I'm a music person. And because of the band, because of Oh You Pretty Things, it's like, hey, here's a bunch of smaller bands and artists that are promoting their music. And I wholeheartedly took the bait and we got a good selection.
Yeah. You might be asking, why did Banpie go off the air for however many years? And in that time, Callie and I started a band called Oh You Pretty Things. And we've been, I don't know, doing it. Doing
yeah,
the damn thing.
Doing the damn thing. Another means for showing our love for music
yep.
is we now create and perform it. And
yeah, which
it's
is
my
crazy.
Favorite thing in the whole world.
Same.
And this is my second favorite thing, which is talking about music. So, okay, yes. So, first up on my list for 2023, Fall Out Boy.
Of course.
Made their return. They dropped their album, which, so much for Stardust overall as an album. It didn't hook me on the first listen through. Like, mm-hmm. some songs really stood out, but not all of them. Some of them it took me listening to a couple of times to really, like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
But the first song that I have on my list is Fake Out. And I love this song. I mean, Fall Out Boy is one of those bands that I found, you know, as a preteen very early on. And their music spoke to me then. And now it's like Fall Out Boy's music is speaking to me as an adult.
Yeah.
And we've come full circle. And in this song, I'm trying to recall, but there are lyrics in it that's like, do you laugh about me whenever I leave or do I just need more therapy?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're speaking to me as an adult. Like,
well, I mean, they were kids too.
Exactly. And I feel like that's part of it is like, I've grown up with them.
Right.
I mean, they're a little bit older than I am, but yeah. still like no matter where I'm at in my life, when Fall Out Boy puts out new music, it speaks to me at that time in my life.
Yeah.
And so it hit very close to home. And I got to see them on their tour for this album this year, too, which was amazing getting to hear these songs live for the first time. But regardless, first on my list is Fake Out by Fall Out Boy. It's, like I said, the lyrics really speak a lot to me as an adult in the way that Fall Out Boy has a way to speak to my soul.
That's right. And you say, so before on old iterations of the show, I'd play a little snippet of that song, Times Have Changed.
Yes.
Things are harder now to do. So if you want to listen to this playlist, follow, go to our social media. Good fucking music, Band Pie. Just type in GFM or Band Pie. You'll find us, I promise. And we'll have links everywhere for the playlist. You can go listen to our 2023 playlist.
Yes. And there you'll be able to get a little snippet and listen to everything. And also, if you go listen to the playlist and you like what you hear, please go find and follow these artists and bands.
100%, yeah. Show them your support.
Yes. But yeah, so that takes number one. The second thing, as you know, I am a huge BTS stan.
Sure are.
And in the year 2023, we got almost all of the members' solo projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
because they're all going into the military, right?
Yes. Yeah. As of now, as of 2024, all of them are officially in serving time. Yeah.
Crazy.
Serving their time.
Serving the time.
Which the first member that went in 2022, he'll be out soon. And the fandom is like, what chaos are we going to ensue with him?
Yeah, right. Oh
like,
God.
Poor Jin doesn't know what he's getting into. He knows full force what he's getting into,
but
it's going to be fun because... he's wild one. So for him to be the first one released left alone with the fandom, everyone's like,
oh, God.
But the next song on my list is by My Bias, which K-pop people know what that mean.
Okay.
But I love all of the members, but this specifically is like, I don't want to say my favorite. My favorite doesn't sound right. But like this is the one that I lean to.
Right.
Jimin, Park Jimin, he dropped his solo album and the single off of it, Like Crazy. I've been listening to the song nonstop, and it's funny because so many other people on the internet too that don't even know BTS that have just heard this was like, what is this song? Like, I want to inject this song into my veins. That's I want to live up in the world that this song creates. Like, it is just so good. And in interviews he stated that it is based off of one of his favorite movies, Like Crazy.
Okay.
And it has, like, the song starts off and ends with snippets, like, speaking snippets from the movie itself.
Okay.
And it just takes you on a whole ride. And it's so good. It gives such, like, I don't know. It's, like, gives a nostalgic feeling, but also it's a very, like, modern sound. And I, like I said, it just creates this world that I just want to live inside.
Mm.
And when it's over, I'm like, okay, let's do it again.
I love songs
I'm not
to
ready
do that.
To leave yet. Let's do it again.
Straight up.
So that is number two on my list for 2023 is Like Crazy by Jimin.
Okay.
Number three is a smaller band called Tiger Really.
Okay. Yeah.
And I believe they're a Canadian-based band. I believe they're in Montreal. But their song Dry Heave.
Yeah.
Yeah, another one that I can't stop listening to. They just have this fun kind of indie song. They hit these crazy guitar riffs that's like, ooh, so good. And then, again, I'm a big lyric person.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
obviously, you're the vocalist and lyricist.
So yes.
Way you pretty things.
I will say, listening to a song, I listen to it multiple times in a row the first time I hear it, because the first thing that stands out to me as a lyricist and singer is the vocals and the lyrics.
Yeah.
Lyrics are what is the first to catch my attention. And then second, it's the instrumental. Like, what are the instruments saying to me individually and how is that making me feel?
Right.
And the lyrics were the first thing to really get me, because it like has this hard hitting chorus where the music cuts out, and I use these lyrics all over because it's like, what if I'll never be the person that I swore I'd give my everything to be?
Yeah, that's great. That's deep.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a great line.
Ugh, and it's so good. And then literally the second line, forever dumb and awkward, skinny, lonely, wasting time and drowning in my dreams. Hello? Hello?
Excuse me?
It's so good. It's so good. But again, it is like... I'm trying to remember how I discovered this band, because I don't believe it was any like new music playlist or anything. Mm-hmm. I really think that the algorithm,
it was just TikTok.
It was either TikTok or it might have been Instagram. Just okay. Some social media algorithm was just like, here you go.
Here's a good song.
And I was immediately, I was like, I need to listen to that whole thing.
Because you played that song for us on tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did. You've been listening to it for a while now.
Yeah. And it is continuously on repeat.
Yeah.
And they're dropping, you know, I think there's like one or two songs that they have dropped since this one. Mm-hmm. They don't have a full length album or anything, but like, I'm just like, very much on my radar. I'm constantly going and checking their page and seeing if there's any new releases or if they're coming anywhere near here, you know.
Right.
Very
Can we
much
play a show with them.
Yes, exactly. Oh my god, I would love for OU Pretty Things to play a show with them. But yes, they're very much on my radar. That song in particular, and then listening to their catalog, still love it, locked in. But yes. So Dry Heave by Tiger Reilly is number three. The next one, I'm actually wearing their merch.
You are.
Right now. Honey Revenge.
All right.
They really had a fucking come up in 2023.
Straight up.
And exploded on the scene. And
only looking to continue that for 2024.
Exactly. I mean, amazing. Like, absolutely. When I think of bands, especially like alternative rock, like pop punk, like that kind of genre of bands, mm-hmm. that have really exploded on the scene since the age of TikTok.
Yeah.
Honey Revenge is the first to come to mind.
100%.
And they're doing the damn thing.
Yeah, they
I tell you. But I mean, their whole Retrovision album, which was their first full-length release, I loved, but I picked Airhead because that was like the one song. It was the second song I heard by them, but the first one that I had on repeat.
Yeah.
And could not, for the life of me, I could not get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Just like,
it is very catchy. All the whole album, every song is very catchy.
Yeah, like they definitely know how to get your attention and keep it.
And it is through and through pop punk.
Yes, and they're fun. Mm-hmm. They're fun as hell. They're fun as hell in their music. You can just tell. And then I was able to see them live too, and they carry the same energy on stage.
Callie likes to go to live shows. In case you didn't figure that out,
if you were unaware. I do very much enjoy live music as well. But yes, Honey Revenge definitely fucking killed it in 2023. I'm excited for what they're going to do this year in 2024.
Yeah.
And with just about every band on my list, and I'm sure your list, no matter how small or big, if OU Pretty Things had an opportunity to work with them. Oh!
1,000%.
In a heartbeat, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, so they're next on my list. Following that up, we have another female powerhouse. I Got Heaven by Mannequin Pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I love this band, and I love how unapologetically forward they are.
Yeah.
Just in every endeavor that they do. And this song, God, it's a... Another one that is like constantly caught in my head is the chorus, but it's just like she's screaming and yelling these verses and just like throwing it all in your face. And then it goes into this very like shoegazy, pretty,
yeah.
like high vocals of a chorus. And it's just like a beautifully wrapped package in your fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about Mannequin Pussy is they always fucking deliver.
Yeah. Did you see the other day they posted a thing on Twitter saying that some dude refused to put their name up on the marquee because pussy made him uncomfortable.
And that's what I love about them keeping their name that, because it's yeah. been the never-ending fucking struggle for them. And they're like, this is our name.
Fucking deal with it, bro.
Get over the word pussy, bro.
But then they went and played a show. I think they sold out the show at like another venue in the yeah. same city. It's like, dude,
good.
Go fuck yourself.
Literally, get Straight over up. Yourself. It's 2024 now.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Stop being offended by words and sexualizing them. Anyways, but yes, I love Mannequin Pussy. They're a great band.
Yes.
They're on tour, too, or they're coming on tour, and unfortunately not anywhere near us.
Man.
Yeah, or at least not anywhere without having to make, like, a solid trek for it. However, I would love to venture to see them.
Yes. For sure.
So
I know Robbie loves them too.
Yes. Oh yeah. next up, another band that I adore, and they dropped an album this year called Ruckus, but it's the band Movements.
Yes.
I adore Movements. They're just one of those bands that, coming out of like the real time of like emo and hardcore and everything like that, they're just one of those bands that just like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like emo for me was a lot of my like high school era.
Yeah.
Like that is really when like emo music, I feel like, was in its prime. I was going to Warped Tour every year, whatever. And then when I moved on to college, it was this like post hardcore. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was just like the next level.
Yeah.
I guess you could say. And Movements is one of those bands that has stuck with me since. And I picked the song Lead Pipe off of Ruckus, but the whole album is worth a spin. Like it's so fun. But Lead Pipe is definitely my favorite track on that album. And true to Movements, it comes through with that heavy. I love the bass distortion. I love the like group chant vocals that mirror in the chorus and the little solo towards the end. Like it's just a full package of what I want in a song.
100%.
And they certainly delivered.
I mean, you sent it to me and I immediately was inspired to write something.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I love Movements and yes, I'm very excited to see their future as well. Ruckus, I'm really digging it. So. Next up is another smaller band that I do believe I found through TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. But it's a band called Crooked Teeth.
Okay. Yeah.
And the name of the song is Drink Bleach.
It is a great fucking song.
It's a great song, dude. Another female fronted, just like pop punk heavy hitter.
Three piece.
And I'd rather drink bleach than be your friend.
That's amazing.
I'd rather be a bitch than play pretend.
What a fucking line.
Are you kidding me? And it again, another just like solid fucking wall of sound hitting you in the face. Message clearer than day right there.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love their sound. I love their energy as well. I'm really excited for 2024 to see what they're going to do.
Yeah. You played that was playing on tour as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these... I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I've been waiting. And I mean, there are some songs that I wanted to include, but they were 2022.
Yeah.
And I was
I had
like,
a bunch that were 2022. I had no idea they were.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a minute since we've really done this. So, but then when it was like, okay, I'm focusing on, you know, songs, albums that came out in 2023, and I'm like overwhelmed because I'm like, oh my God, now I'm honed in, but I have so many to pick from.
Yeah.
How do I choose?
Right.
But yes, that definitely was spinning over the summer 2023 while we were on tour.
I remember. I would jam out to it every time it came on.
Hell yeah. Next up is another one that... another band that has really been on the come up as of lately. I feel like they've just exploded into a more mainstream market. Knocked Loose.
Oh.
And this is me going into more of my heavier side.
Which I've started to branch into this
year. And I'm so proud. I can't wait for this year of Band Pie and your new horizon of music that you listen to.
Because I'm very excited.
We've gotten you into the hardcore scene, my dude.
I'm finally into... Listen, I rode a wall of death.
Yeah.
And I had a grand old time.
And now your eyes are opened.
And
now you get
I
it.
I get it. Yeah.
And Knocked Loose, they're one of those bands.
They fucking get it.
Dude, they're insane. And like, every way, they're insane. Live, like, their crowd, oh my God, a Knocked Loose show. I don't know if my body could handle it at my age anymore.
Something of yours will get knocked loose.
Literally.
Like, that is a guarantee.
But they drop Deep in the Willow.
I mean...
It fucking rips, dude.
So hard.
The whole song, I want to throw down. I just, like, I told you, I can't listen to it while I'm driving. I cannot.
I will hit your car.
I will speed. I will swerve. I will wreck.
Yes.
Yeah. That pit call at the end, Knocked Loose, motherfucker. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. I mean, I've been following Knock Loose for years, but they definitely have really made a name for themselves in, like I said, a larger market.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of them for that.
Straight
and
up.
And excited for, you know, the new shit that they're going to release this year and where they're going with it.
Just excited for all these bands' futures.
Yes. Always. Always excited. Yeah. I don't want to see the end of any band. I want them to continue growing and developing, and I want to hear their shit.
100%.
No matter what direction they take it. Because, you know, a lot of bands and artists, like Fall Out Boy to mention on my list, they get so much shit for not having the same sound.
Yeah, which is crazy. How do you expect a band to make the same shit over and over and over and over and over?
Exactly.
It's never going to happen.
No.
The only band, AC/DC.
Yeah.
AC/DC is the only band I know of that I'm okay with them doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
and they kill it every
sound.
Time, and it's the same fucking song.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I don't care. It sounds amazing.
Right.
I just don't know if many other bands could do that.
Yeah. Like, that, and I love seeing the growth in a band when they take it in a different direction. Like, I may not 100% want to listen to it all the time.
Right.
Like I said, Fall Out Boy is one of my longtime favorite bands.
Yeah.
And their newer music, I don't listen to it as much. It doesn't hit me in the same way that their old shit does.
Yeah.
Like, their old sound was what got me into them. But mm-hmm. I still like the diversity. I still can appreciate what they're doing now, even though it's not what they did 10, 20 fucking years ago.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's my personal opinion on it. A band may not be the same. They may not be sounding the same, but I'm still going to give it a listen and see if I vibe with it.
Right.
And if I don't, I don't.
And that's okay.
So, I mean, you already know Panic at the Disco was my longtime favorite,
favorite. While you were talking.
Yeah.
The whole time. I was like, yeah.
Panic at the Disco.
Perfect example.
Nothing will ever top A Fever You Can't Sweat Out for me. That's my favorite album. And nothing will top, nothing will top Ryan Ross being a part of that band. And even though I rode the full Brendan Urie wave until the end, Viva Las Vengeance was shit. Gonna say it.
Yeah.
It was, it felt so forced. It felt so forced. And I just could not get into
didn't
it.
Didn't they have to do that one to get out of their deal? Is it the last one to get out
of
the record? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Is that, I mean, like, well, Pete Wentz accidentally let it leak that Brendan Urie's wife, Sarah, was pregnant.
Mm.
And they hadn't announced that to the world. So then it was like, oh, well, yep, my wife's pregnant. My label requires one more album out of me. I'm going to just fucking do it, get it out, tour, done. Haven't heard a word since.
Yep. Which is probably a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Because
oh, yeah. And, I mean, everyone says if, you know, more music is to come in the future. Fandom theorizes it's going to be Brendan Urie as a solo versus Panic at the Disco.
Right, right.
At least that's the hope.
Because Ryan would need to come back.
Oh, my God. If Ryan, and that's another thing that the fandom is like, can we get A Fever You Can't Sweat Out Ryan's version? Like, in the same way there was, like, Taylor's version, because it's like, I mean, he was the mastermind.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump over my soapbox there. But regardless, okay, I have two left on my list.
Right,
the next one is probably my favorite local band that we have the honor of playing a show with. And actually, our first show of 2024's Oh You Pretty Things is with them.
Oh, yeah.
And it is this badass band called Babe Haven.
God, they fucking rip.
Oh, my God. I love them so fucking much, dude. I love them so much. But Uppercut, you know, the title. I can't express how much I love this band. Like, their sound, their energy, what they sing about, and just, like, the female perspective in music, especially in this genre of music, like, it's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything. And, like, I saw, I believe it was, like, an interview or some sort of article lately that had mentioned Babe Haven, and it was just saying, you know, it's sad that in the 90s, you know, we had bands like Kitty and L7 and everything that was just like talking about being a female in the industry, mm-hmm. and now we're in 2024 and we still have to fucking send the same message.
It's fucking crazy.
But they're doing it.
They are.
They're fucking...
And they're killing it.
Absolutely. They are, you know, as we said, excited to see all of these artists' future, but Babe Haven in particular, especially knowing them on a personal level, they deserve the world, and I can't wait to fucking see them get it.
I'm constantly rooting for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is not, like, just trying to, like, kiss ass or gaslight. No, no, they
there
fucking
are bands,
rip.
There are bands in our scene, in all the scenes, that I'm just like, yeah. I hope you do well. But I hope Babe Haven does well. Like, I see, I'm just like, yes!
Exactly!
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like, they toured with Matt and Kim this
dude,
past year.
That's craziness.
That's what? Craziness. Like, like, Matt and
I
Kim,
know,
bro!
I know, bro. Straight up. Yeah. And that takes me back to, like, which, I want to say, I don't know the ages of most of the ladies in Babe Haven, but I was listening to Matt and Kim coming out of high school.
Yeah, dude.
Like, a long ass fucking time ago, and they were still packing that shit out.
Yeah,
like all the shit, the photos from those nights that they were playing, I was like, wow, dude, fucking good for you,
ripping. Yeah,
so happy for them.
Yeah, so Babe Haven, absolutely on my list. I love everything they do. I love them as a whole, as individuals. So
yeah,
excited.
If you don't know Babe Haven, go please go check them out.
That's one takeaway from this, please.
Yeah.
And last on my list is a song that just came out the end of December, so just making it in 2023.
Nice.
But it is a smaller LA pop punk band, London's Falling.
Yeah. This is another algorithm one.
It is. This is another, I can't remember what media platform, but the algorithm was like, hey, here you go.
Here you go.
And I
Here's
have
some gold.
Been listening to it nonstop. They collabed with an artist named Kenji, and the song is I Don't Want to Feel. And it is just this pop punk banger that also has this, like, sick, like, hip-hop beats in there.
Yeah, dude,
and
that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, when I showed it to you, you were like, what?
Wait, the what the fuck?
Yeah, but it works. It works, and I cannot stop listening to it. And I mean, it's a short song, so it's another one where I just want more. Yeah. So I replay it because I'm like, I'm not ready for this to be over yet, dude. Like,
we
I
see
want
what
more.
You did there. We see what you did there. Made the song, what is it, 240 something?
Something. It's under, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah. And oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to listen to it again.
Yeah. And I.
Brilliant.
I just want to keep hearing that. That chorus is so fucking catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. And like, another band that's very much on the come up, and I love what they have done so far. I love this song. I'm excited for 2024 to see what new stuff will come from them. And,
Yes. You
know, if we ever make it to the West Coast, I would love to link up with them because they're powerhouse.
Let's play a show.
Please. But yes, so, and again, it was very, very hard to pick 10 songs.
Yeah. Because you said you had some honorable mentions as well.
Yes. Honorable mentions are two albums by two artists that I personally could not pick one song.
Yeah.
So I could not pick one song to include in my list because I have to name the album for 2023.
Understood.
First on that list is fucking Sleep Token.
Hell yeah.
Sleep Token absolutely killed it.
Yeah.
And I know that they blew the fuck up this year, but it is so well deserved.
Yeah.
Like, the lyricism, the musicality, the story, the lore, all of it, like their fucking presence with the masks and mm-hmm. like everything about them is so good and so well thought out.
Yeah.
I mean, the album on repeat. I actually got a text from our friend Christine this morning that's like, hey, have you heard of this band Sleep Token? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, goes, Christine.
Yeah. She's Hell like, yeah. I have been listening to them nonstop. I'm hooked. And I was like, as you should be.
Dope.
As you should be. And I know that they, like, I've seen so many, like, one of the top artists of 2023, one of the top albums, but like,
yeah.
Sleep Token killed it. And again, I had a really hard time picking a song. I couldn't choose one because the whole album is so good. So
yeah.
Take Me Back to Eden is the name of the album.
And it just
listen to it. The Summoning was the first song that I heard that really got me into them because it starts out so heavy. His voice is intoxicating. It's very like haunting and you want to hear what he has to say. You want to keep. And then the instrumental towards the end, that like it's like this ambiance, like really setting it up to this like funky breakdown. Yeah. And you're like, where did that come from? But it works so good.
Yeah.
It's Sleep Token. That's all I got to say.
Just go listen to it.
And lastly.
But not leastly.
Absolutely not leastly, because they are, along with Fall Out Boy, one of my all-time top bands. Paramore. Yeah, say it with me. Paramore. This is why. Where do I start?
I don't know, because it was part of my top played on Spotify, too, this year. And that, I mean, I've always loved Paramore, but this album was stellar.
Yeah. I could not pick one song for my list. It has to be the album. It has to be named This Is Why. Like, the whole, and again, in the same way that Fall Out Boy, like, when I was a teenager and listened to their music as a teenager, it spoke to me then. As an adult, Paramore's music is speaking to me as an adult. Yeah. And I just can't break that connection that I have with them because it has grown up with me.
Right.
And they speak, like, directly to my soul. Like, Crave.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius. And another, you know, band I had the pleasure of seeing this year and getting to see and experience these songs live, I'm like forever like, this is why I love you.
Yeah.
Like, this is why I love this music.
This is why, like, the actual song, This Is Why, I know it came out last year and it's not on my list.
2022, technically.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. 2022. That song blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? Yes.
Yeah.
Everything about it. I literally would come home and just put the music video on repeat on YouTube while I was like making food and just listen to it like 5 or 6 times.
Dude. Well, when they first talked about the album and like this is why it came out in the end of 2022 and they talked about we're doing an album release show in their hometown of Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry. Dude, me and 3 of my friends were like, we're doing it. If we have a chance to get a pre-sale code for tickets, like if we can score tickets, we're fucking driving to Nashville. Yeah. We're going, and we did it. And it was so worth it. And like we were hoping they were going to play the full album. They did it. They played a lot of new songs off the album. Yeah. But then the following morning was an actual like listening party at the local record store, Grimey's.
Yeah.
Being able to listen to, this is something I love about going to live shows, as you commented on earlier. There is nothing quite like listening to one of your favorite bands, new music, in a room surrounded by other people where it's also one of their favorite bands.
Yeah.
Because that shared experience, like, I can't put it in words.
It's magical.
It really and truly is.
Yeah. I mean, you know me. Music to me is like the closest I can get to a sense of religion.
Yeah. Absolutely,
like
yes.
Spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
It's magic. Music is straight up, it's fucking wild magic. Like
it is. It is. Really great. And truly. And Paramore just really, they got that magic.
They tap into it.
Yeah.
They really do.
And now that they are free from their label and independent,
they're
and
about to drop fucking Talking Heads cover. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't either.
I'm
know.
I'm looking forward to that so much.
2024.
Yeah.
I'm excited. But that concludes my 2023 music
list.
There's so many more honorable mentions. I could go on literally for hours.
Yeah.
But after much sitting down, these are my like top repeatedly played songs throughout the year that stuck with me. Like I said, Sleep Token and Paramore, their albums all the way through. I could not pick one song off of them. Those were two albums that stayed on constant repeat.
Straight up.
And now, Joseph, tell me.
My turn?
It's your turn. Please tell me, what was your top 2023 songs? 10 of them.
Well, so how I decided this were songs not only that were good. There's a lot of songs that I had that, like, because I'm, we are both mixed CD fans.
1,000%.
Mainly because I just have an old car and it only has a CD player in it. So I have to constantly make mixed CDs if I want to listen to music.
I have a car. I specifically, when I was car shopping, made sure I got one that still had a CD player. Yes. So I can do that.
Exactly. So these are the songs. Not even all of these ones, actually. No, all of them were on Make CDs. They made me feel something, like, deeper. Like, yeah. When I listen to them. Not just that they're fucking
right.
My favorite songs. They're, like, life-changing songs for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to start it off, like Callie said, no particular order. I couldn't put these in order if
no.
You asked me to.
No, it's too difficult. Cannot.
But I'm going to start out with one of the first tracks of the year that, when I listened to it, I was sitting on my porch. I just finished smoking a bowl. And I'm just hanging out, just vibing. And all of a sudden, this song comes on. I'm crying at the end of it.
Oh.
My mouth is wide open.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there just going, what the fuck just happened?
One of
to
those.
Me?
It was one of those.
This song reached in and like grabbed my heart. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And it's Breathing Song by Samia.
Oh my God. This song, I still can't listen to the song without getting goosebumps and like teary eyed and like.
Literally just talking about it right
this
now.
This feeling. Like.
I got to see her perform this album, Honey, mm-hmm. at Neighborhood Theater.
Which is an insane small venue.
It's really small. It's very intimate. I was like 20 feet away from her while she was belting these beautiful fucking songs. And her band fucking rips. Like, it was just such a good show. And I got to see her with one of my other favorite musicians, Christian Lee Hudson,
mm-hmm.
Who didn't release anything in 2023. So that's the only reason he didn't make this list. But
right.
I still listen to a shit ton of Christian Lee Hudson. But this show, and just it, before she went on tour to promote this album, she had written on Twitter something about like she didn't know if she was going to be able to perform this song live.
Understandably so, because it
1,000%.
Is so heavy.
The song is all about I don't want to say the full R word,
yeah,
but sexual assault,
mm-hmm.
And how to rationalize the fact that it's not your fault.
Yeah.
And as a guy, I don't necessarily know what that feels like from my point of view, but being able to convey that feeling to me mm-hmm. through the song, literally, it destroyed me.
Yeah.
And she fucking killed it when she performed it.
Oh, I bet.
And, you know, everybody, when she posted that on Twitter, everyone was just like, you got this. You can do it.
Yeah.
You're going to do great. It's going to be amazing. And she fucking killed it.
As she should.
Especially yeah.
being surrounded in a room by, not necessarily fans, but just like a song that is that heavy.
Yeah.
And like the context of it. Like, I mean, we're not going to get into statistics on that.
Right.
But
yeah.
You're speaking and you're conveying something that, like you said, like as a male, you know, how do you understand from a female perspective,
exactly.
like what that's like? And for her to be able to do that, but then for her to be able to do the same thing live in a room full of people. Some people already know and mm-hmm. are singing the words right back to her.
Yeah. I literally, so I didn't know if I should like, because I've seen some people get mad at, you know, specifically like straight white men singing a song that's that personal,
yeah,
to an experience that we literally can't understand, and most of the time straight white guys are the perpetrator of.
Yeah.
I am also not a straight guy, but whatever, it doesn't matter.
However, perceived by others,
most people look at me as a straight laced dude, but I sang along with her very quietly,
mm-hmm.
and by the end of the song, standing there watching her sing it, was crying in the live show too as well.
Yeah,
it's such a crazy, crazy good song. The whole album is fucking phenomenal. I loved the whole thing, and it's got this weird strip back feel to almost every single song. There's maybe one to two instruments in most of the songs on the album itself, mm-hmm. and it just delivers. It's just so good. So go listen to that. Number two, another female artist, Mitski.
Love Mitski.
The land is inhospitable and so are we, I believe, without looking up the album title. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the album. But My Love, Mine All Mine.
Yeah. I know.
Woo!
And I don't know.
The fuck?
I'm sure you know this, but that's like a trending audio on TikTok
now. Yeah. And it should be.
As it should be. Exactly.
1,000%. The song is just so true. You have nothing. Nothing is actually yours except for your love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What the fuck?
Mitski has always had this remarkable power of lyrically and musically just delivering feelings and emotions and thoughts that's like, you know, you've thought, but you've never heard out loud. Yeah. And she just perfectly conveys it and lays it out on the table.
I can't quantify that emotion. How did you do that?
Exactly.
Beautifully.
Yes.
In a way that's also a product.
Yes.
That's so crazy.
Phenomenal. She is remarkable.
Yeah, she is. And again, I don't love every song she puts out, but the ones that I do love by her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Like, it's just craziness. Next up is a band that I've loved for a very long time. I think my buddy Isaac actually showed me these guys first. Back a few years ago, it's like a decade now, but Bombay Bicycle Club.
I love Bombay Bicycle Club.
So Long, See You Tomorrow is a top 10 album for me. It is golden from beginning to end. I could listen to that album straight through any day. Phenomenal songs. Again, their songs always find a way to really just either like change how you feel that day or just brighten your mood. Even if they are a little more brooding, it doesn't matter. It's like when he starts to sing and they start to play, I just like, I'm in a different place.
Yeah.
Their new album, My Big Day, great fucking album. They got a bunch of really good songs off of it, but the one I had to go with was I Want to Be Your Only Pet.
Which is such a banger.
Dude, it's like if the Beatles were hard.
Yeah, the Beatles were a little heavier.
They have
in like a modern sense of heavy.
Yeah, exactly. And they have these crisp drums. I don't know if they're samples because I don't understand how somebody would play the drums and make it sound like that
it's
perfect.
So yeah, it's so spot on.
But it's definitely live drums.
Oh yeah.
I've yet to figure out what their secret was or hear about how they produced it, but and the song title, I Want to Be Your Only Pet, always reminds me of The Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog. And so I feel that, like, I don't know if I've connected that emotion to those two songs together, like with that emotional tie, but that's the feel I get from it.
Okay.
And I'm just like, yeah, bro, it's just this beautiful, angsty, beautiful indie rock. I don't even know. You have to go listen to it.
They have such a unique sound.
They really do.
I love that. I think that's part of my draw to them is that like I never know what I'm gonna get, but I know it's gonna be in the same realm of their unique style.
Yeah.
And I'm always just surprised and pleasantly surprised with what comes out of it.
There's always a sense of like a little bit of hip hop in there.
Yeah.
And then the bassist, I don't remember their names, but the bassist, I feel like him and the drummer really carry the songs and add the fucking instrumental dynamics.
Yes.
That the songs need. They use great samples. They use amazing guitar riffs.
Yeah.
Little plucky guitar riffs that they love to do.
Yep.
And everything works really well together. But the bass and the drummer.
Yeah. Ugh. And you know me, I'm a bass head. Mm-hmm. Like, bass is very, like, I wouldn't call myself a bassist. I don't think but as someone who plays bass, and I also very much, like, especially, like, writing for OU Pretty Things, I always tend to have, like, a bass line in my head, or, like, writing to more of, like, that pocket, that rhythm pocket.
Yeah.
But same. Like, I always, their bassist blows me away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Buy My Bicycle Club. Go check it out. Go listen to the whole album. You can't miss it. It's just big guy on the front with giant sunny side up eggs on his eyes. It's a fantastic album artwork. Next up is another band that I just heard about this year for the first time. well, not another band, but a band that I heard about for the first time this year, Geese.
Yeah.
They came out with an album, 3D Country, I believe is called. And this is the title track, 3D Country. Wow. But yeah. I mean, again, had to pick, there's a bunch of great songs on this album. It definitely was a breakthrough album for them. They've had a really good run the last few years. I think, believe they're out of Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
but 3D Country is such a movement. It is like a movie.
Yeah.
There's so much happening story wise, how he sings, the changing of the song, like how, like the dynamics and how the song evolves as it goes through. You feel like you're in this dude's movie. I don't even understand. It starts at the beginning. It's almost like a Western crooning kind of feel to it. Mm-hmm. And at the end, he's asking you to hit him in the face. Punch me in the face, motherfucker. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I sent to the band mm-hmm. the other day a live video of them playing the song, I believe on KEXP. And the musicianship
yeah.
of the band yeah. is out of this world.
There, you sent it in our band chat, and I watched it. And there were multiple times I stopped it during the first playthrough just to be like, what? Wow. Like, what did I just watch? Wow. Yeah, literally just like speechless.
Literally.
And then once I finished it, I started it again.
Mm-hmm.
And to,
that's
like,
great. I'm so glad that happened.
Yeah.
Because I sent it and nobody really responded. I'm like, I hope somebody watched it. Because
oh, yeah.
I literally said to the group, I was like, I want to live in the song like these guys live in the
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
They are so in it when mm-hmm. they're playing. And I mean, they do this like weird discordant whole, like, I don't even know. It's just like everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. They're playing all the wrong notes in all the wrong ways. And it just comes
works.
Right back.
Works.
And it works so fucking well because it's like, it's so difficult to sound good sounding bad.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Right. That intention of I'm going to sound bad
and
make it
still
good.
Yeah. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Geese, go check it out. 3D Country. Phenomenal song. Next up is a song that Callie's very proud of me for putting on this list. And it's one of the songs that was more a part of my change this year and some of the music that I listen to and the heaviness of some of the music that I listen to. This is a band called Intercourse.
Yes.
With my favorite title of the year. I need Saturday off so I can play a teenager's basement.
Like, that's such a good, that's so good.
I have literally put in requests off for this exact reason.
Yeah. I need Saturday off so I can go play in a teenager's basement.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It is a very anti-capitalist song, which is something that I've been moving more towards over the years, understanding kind of the truth and how things are kind of built for you to fail if you are not rich as fuck.
Yep.
And, you know, the lines in this song are some of the ones that have stuck with me the most. Something's fucked when you work 6 days a week, but you still need to take out a loan to keep your house warm. Mm-hmm. It's not just bad decisions, it's capitalism. And I've shoveled enough of this shit to know the difference.
Like,
that's a verse that you write?
Yeah. You say that musically?
And then the end, when he's screaming, my hands are jealously someone else's, but I can have what's left.
That, yeah.
I was a server when the song came out, and I was saying it to tables, unironically, in one of the richest neighborhoods in all of North Carolina, to their face.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah. That's a great sentiment to have. It's a great mentality to have. And I go, I'm mad at you.
You.
You rich ass.
You,
motherfucker.
Karen.
Like, perpetuating this shit mm-hmm. for the last 50, 60, 70 fucking years. And now we got to clean up this fucking mess mm-hmm. and live in it.
Yeah.
And you don't, because you ain't going to be here for much longer.
And they don't give us.
Enjoy your chicken salad, bitch.
They don't give a single fuck either.
Not one. Not one. And I'm like, if you, because I would say it in a way that I was like making it sound like it was my own words in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just wish you knew where this came from.
And of course, they're going to hear you and they're going to nod. Yeah, that's a great sentiment. Yeah. And then they're going to turn around and forget 30 seconds later.
Or literally go to their job at the state capitol and be like, let's oppress people.
Yeah. Actually, let's do exactly the opposite of what I just nodded my head to this young fellow to. Well, like
100%. So go fuck yourself. Anyway.
another artist, another band, Intercourse, that has a great way of like literally that line, like my hands are jealously someone else's.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Like,
good job, pal. You killed yourself rushing to that job you hate, and now you made everyone out here late. I have to be mad at you because you hated your life, and I hate my life together. But it's each other's fault.
Mm-hmm.
We can't look above and see who else is pulling the strings and be like, no, it's their fucking fault.
Joseph, welcome to heavy music.
I'm sorry I'm so late to the game. Anyway, Intercourse, a great band, definitely doesn't have enough monthly listeners.
No, and Spotify. Their merch is fucking fantastic, love their artwork. Their merch
is so good.
Yeah.
I for the love of me, I'm horrible with album names sometimes. I can't remember the name of the album. I want to say it's some crazy-ass thing like Inside the Satanic something or whatever the fuck. But please, go check out all of their music. They're on all streaming platforms. Intercourse, you can't miss them. Next up, Wild Left Turn. Supergroup of the Year.
Oh.
Boy Genius.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't love their album when it first came out.
Which I was very surprised by when you told me that.
Because I'm a huge fan of all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Very big fan of all three of them. Especially Phoebe.
Yeah.
She is...
Oh, Phoebe's your girl.
Yeah. She kind of be like... a huge inspiration to me is an artist, Andy Hall of Manchester Orchestra, who is also on this list.
Mm-hmm.
And Phoebe's like my new Andy.
Yeah.
Because Andy... And the way that he writes really started having effect on me in my early 20s, where I wasn't super into, I wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm going to be in a band. I'm going to do music as a living. This is what I want to do. I found Phoebe once I started having those thoughts, and we were starting with Oh You Pretty Things, and I was starting to write more stuff for my solo project, Showalter. And again, she's an artist that changed how I think about music.
Yeah.
And with people like that, it gets dangerous because you expect, and you don't want to.
Right.
But you do.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, the record, right? It's not the album. I always want to call it the album, but it's the record. I just felt like it was kind of forced. And I know that I might be alone in feeling that way. I've come around to some of the songs.
Yeah.
But I feel like the original Boy Genius EP that they put out in like 2018, 2019 or whatever it was so genuine.
Okay.
And it was just so fucking real because they were like, hey, we got a little while. Let's put this album together. And this one, people were clamoring at them. Make an album.
Yeah.
Make an album. Make an album. So I feel like it was kind of like they felt like they were forced a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe I'm completely fucking wrong, but that's the feeling I got from it. And so it was kind of hard for me to really vibe with it.
Yeah.
At the beginning. $20. Fantastic song. Emily, I'm sorry. Fantastic song. Strong. Not Strong Enough. Satanist. All of these have become songs that I love and I listen to all the time. Cool about it when I first heard it. I got physically angry because I was like, they just ripped off Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, I remember you being really upset about that.
And I was like, I don't even know why. It was just like, I guess it just kept furthering the idea that I had that it was ingenuine.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, for me listening to it, I know all three of them as artists individually, but I had never heard Boy Genius before this.
Okay.
So this was my first exposure to Boy Genius. So I took to it.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I feel like this is a lot of people's first intro to Boy Genius, and that's why it was,
I mean,
so big.
Definitely not like Phoebe, Lucy, Julie, like not to them as individuals. I already knew and listened to a couple songs from each of them. I think, I knew that Phoebe's one of your all-time like artists.
And Lucy, though. I was going to say, Lucy Dacus. This year.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She came to Charlotte and all of her equipment got fucking stolen by her driver. And she played an intimate little like 4-song acoustic set for everybody. And we're like, we're so sorry your shit got stolen, but that was wonderful.
Yeah. Like the fact you're still like, no, fuck it. I'm still going to give you guys
something.
And it was
amazing. And the only one that I haven't really delved into, but I've been listening to longer is Julian.
Yeah.
Sprained Ankle is one of my all-time favorite songs.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh yeah,
it's yeah.
And I think she was like 16 when that song came out.
All of them are so immensely talented, and I think that's one reason why I love Boy Genius and like the concept and like it, the fact it's the three of them, because it's like, you're right, a super group. That's literally super what group. It is, because all three of them are so immensely talented. Yeah. And to put all of their heads together and do this, I think that's like, I'm not going to say you're alone in your feelings with the album, but I definitely was the opposite. Like, yeah. It really
I
was like,
I know
woo!
I am an outlier. A lot of people absolutely loved the album on the first listen.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a little while to get into. But the EP that they put out afterwards of just like some B-sides and stuff like that, that I took to.
Yeah.
Almost all of those songs felt so much closer to the original EP in sense of just genuine feeling.
Right.
And Voyager was my second song of the year after I was done listening to it, that I was just sitting there speechless, mouth agape, going, oh my God.
Yeah.
How?
Again, the fucking magnitude of talent and passion that they have.
For real. I'm always and forever will be in awe of their abilities as musicians.
Oh, 1,000.
And striving to be remotely close.
I was just about to say, is like, I dream to be a fraction.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. I would be happy with an eighth of their talent.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about Boy Genius. Let's talk about my other boy, Andy Hall.
Andy
of
Hall,
Manchester
baby.
Orchestra. You my dude. I've been literally I've been listening to Manchester Orchestra since their first, I think it's their first full length album, like A Virgin Losing a Child. Wolves at Night was the first song I ever heard by them, and I was just fresh out of high school, and it blew me away. And it's just been continuous after that. That's all of their projects, Right Away Your Captain, Bad Books, Manchester Orchestra, anything that dude touches, I'm just a fan of.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I am. Like I said, he changed the way I think about music and how writing music is possible and performing music. And they came out with not really an album, I guess more of like an art piece this year called The Valley of Vision, or I think it just might be Valley of Vision.
Okay.
And it coincided with an art piece project, like a video art piece project that they did like a small set of shows for, I want to say in like New York and Atlanta and like some major cities.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure it's like 6 or 7 songs on this little EP. And while they're all really good, again, for me, it's difficult to connect with something if I don't have the full context behind it, if I don't have another piece of media to go along with it, like a music video or even just an interview talking about the process, what this is, what's about, or, you know what I mean? Like a little bit more insight into what's happening.
Yeah.
I feel like if I saw this art project with the music, I'd love every single song on it. The one that I vibed with without needing any other context or additional media was Quietly. I still am screaming the song in the car.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, too, because it starts, you know, the whole thing is about From my perspective, it feels like the song is about like an argument, and between whoever, and instead of firing back, I just sat there quietly.
Yeah.
And which is ironic for him because his whole career is singing as loud as possible, playing as loud as fucking possible.
Yeah.
Making noise, as he said in the past. To just sit there quietly, it still provoked the sense of emotion that was just like, I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. And the song gets progressively louder as it goes throughout the song, which a lot of his songs do. And I might be wrong, but the guitarist, Robert McDonald, I'm probably fucking it up. I'm not looking it up right now because I don't want to get distracted. But the guitarist I know had a lot more input on this project and the project before that came out last year, the Million Masks of God, or 2022, Million Masks of God. And you can feel it because you still get Andy's sensibilities in the singing and the guitar and the instrumentation and all that stuff.
Okay.
But the guitarist has added so much more emotional dynamic. And because not everything's coming from Andy's perspective anymore.
Right.
He's singing other people's perspective from his own.
Yeah.
And so that really, without having to change the entire style of the band, you still get this growth. And that's what I'm always like in awe of them. It's just, they're just such a perpetually great band.
Yeah.
And every release is, you know, you may not vibe with every single song, totally fine, but I guarantee you're going to find at least one, two, or, you know, three songs on this album that are going to fucking rip for you.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, Quietly by Manchester Orchestra off of Valley of Vision. Last three. This next one's actually a really fun track. He's been blowing up on, I believe, on TikTok.
Okay.
J.W. Francis.
Mm-hmm.
All of his songs, if you are in a bad mood, put on a J.W. Yeah. Francis song, you are in a good mood.
Immediately. Like,
guaranteed.
Literally. Like, if you feel yourself starting to go down a downward spiral, or even just, like, slightly, like, something, you know, somebody pisses you off, you get some road rage, something that's, like, puts you in an off mood, all you got to do is put on some of his music, and just it's like immediately.
100%. The first song I heard by him was Casino.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's actually on the EP that this other one is off of, which the EP is called Going Home to a Party. I picked Going Home to a Party because I had to, because it's 2023. I would have probably picked Casino.
Okay.
But it was 2022. So, yeah. But you can listen to the whole EP, and technically, like, kind of both came.
Right.
But there, it's amazing. It's just his way of making you feel and change your emotions to something you'd rather feel.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, I love that.
That's
shit.
That's a talent, too.
That's phenomenal. Like, and he's been blowing up. He's been doing the social media. He's been hitting the algorithms with people.
Good. He deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 100% he deserves it. So I'm glad that the algorithm monster is taking to him.
Yes. Next up, another song that is new to my
wheelhouse
of genres, if you will. Heavy Hitter.
Oh my god, I love Heavy Hitter. They fucking rip.
Their song Wall of Wax. My fucking god, dude.
Wall of Wax. Like,
it's so bro, I've never found myself screaming in the car as much as I do when I listen to this band.
Yeah.
I want it all the time.
Yes. They're just like, I want to hit stuff. I want to throw down. I want to rage to it, but I'm like happy doing it.
Yes, exactly. Oh my god. Oh my god. And we just found out the other day that they're coming to Charlotte.
Yes.
They're playing the Milestone.
Which is
the same night we have a show in Asheville.
I'm so mad about
I'm
it.
So fucking mad. I'm so happy that we get to play this show.
Yes.
But I'm so mad that we can't see Heavy Hitter in a place like the Milestone.
I know. Which
because
is
these
like,
guys are going to blow the fuck up.
Oh, yes, they are.
They already are.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Wall of Wax hit up 500,000 streams.
Oh,
year.
Fuck yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Good.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Good.
Again, and I don't know if they have a ton of monthly listeners, but the last time I checked, I want to say it was less than 10,000.
Which is insane. Like,
should not be.
Take away from this podcast. Please go find all these smaller artists and blow them the fuck up.
Yes. They all deserve it, and they all make phenomenal music.
Yes.
Just like the last band, because they're a North Carolina native just like us.
Oh.
Well, technically we're from other states, but the band started
the
in North Carolina.
The band originated.
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And they had Rat Saw God came out this year, which is on a ton of people's top albums of the year.
Deservingly so.
100%. Phenomenal, phenomenal album. She started out, I believe, just solo. Like,
yeah.
Doing solo work under this Wednesday moniker for the last few years. Kind of been making her name for herself, just mainly playing her with the electric guitar and singing.
Yeah.
She now has a full band backing her with MJ Lenderman.
Which is just...
What?
Yeah, literally, what?
What? Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. I had to pick Bath County.
Uh-huh.
I can't stop listening to it.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. I've been listening to the song for like 10 months.
Yeah.
Just straight.
Yeah. On every mixed CD.
It has been on at least the last three. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But I don't even know. I don't even know what I can say. They, you know, it's just...
I was waiting for this to come up on your playlist too, because I knew you were going to.
It's the way that it starts sounds so wrong, mm-hmm. but feels so right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, this shouldn't work.
Right.
The way you're singing this and playing guitar sounds bad, but it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And that's the selling point. That's the talent behind that is mm-hmm. it's like, at first listen, you should be like, oh, what? But the fact that you keep listening and the fact that it works.
It works so well.
Yeah.
And in the song, too, that so it does, it changes, becomes more of a, I don't even know, like a diary entry
mm-hmm.
about this day of seeing a dude passed out, basically dead, mm-hmm. in a Planet Fitness parking lot from a drug overdose and watching him get, you know, boosted back to life by the cops with a Narcan container or whatever, you know, dose. And it's like, what?
Right.
The fuck?
How do we get here? What?
How did this happen? And then you're still, but at the end, you're rocking along with it so much that you don't even, I don't even know. It's like you don't even understand where you are, but you mm-hmm. want to be there.
Yeah.
And it was just so good.
Just like
the whole
pulls
album
you
is
in.
Just
yeah.
so fucking good. They are playing at Lily's Snack Bar.
Ooh,
in
Boone.
January. The tickets went so fucking fast.
Oh, I can
imagine.
Couldn't even get them. I can imagine. Lily's is also such teeny tiny, but such a fun atmosphere. I
so
love
good.
That spot
yeah.
so much.
We
so
got
like,
to play there last year.
Yeah, to be able to see them there, I can't.
Oh my God.
No wonder they sold out in rapid speed time.
Oh my God. I don't even know how Atticus secured that.
I mean, good.
Good for him.
There's a lot of good for them and like a sincere throughout this whole like both of our playlists.
Yeah.
Like sincerely good for them.
Yes. Also go listen to those dogs because they're fucking
yes. fucking love those dogs. I can't wait for 2024 to see what they drop.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, their album was so good.
I know. That's why I'm like, give me more.
Yeah.
like, please give me more. I need it.
I have two little, you know,
honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
They're more artists I don't know a ton about.
Okay.
I found them through, so one of my main sources of new music that I've relied on for years is Blake's Indie Rock Playlist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phenomenal collection of music. Every month they put out like 120 songs or something, and it's always a banger of a mix. If I don't find at least 20 songs with five of those making it into constant rotations on mix CDs, it's a fluke.
Yeah.
Like maybe once or twice out of the last, I don't know, 15 fucking years that I've been listening to this mix.
Over a decade.
Literally, I want to say that they started in 2009. So what is that, 13 years?
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy. 14 years. Anyway, I can't do math. Whatever.
I'm the wrong one for math, but over a decade, like I said.
My two favorites from this year was a song called The Party by Portraits of Tracy. It is Tracy. Shout out Tracy.
Hey,
it is a throwback to very classic, like boom bass rap.
Okay.
From like 90s style NYC hip hop beat, and just has this like female ambient vocal over the top, and it works so well. It's almost like a rap, but not.
Okay.
I don't even know how to describe it. I just know when it comes on, I'm bouncing. I'm dancing. I'm in a good mood. I feel nostalgic.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a fucking dope song. And the other one that also is super good, and I'll explain why in a second, or at least to me, it's by a band called Awful Tune. And the song is called Do It.
Do
it's
It?
Literally D-O-I-T-T-T-T-T.
Oh my god, I love that.
And the usage of like the auto-tuned pitched up high vocals to add kind of like this childlike feeling to the vocals immediately drew me in. And then I started really listening to the lyrics, and the song is just about the frustration of wanting to write a song that's good. And the song is about writing a song.
I love that.
I love that.
Songception, baby.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's like Circus Survive, Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that song's about. Exactly. It's just like, I tried to do this the day
before. Myself up in a room without a window.
Yeah. Just to see if
just to see if it was any easier to breathe.
Right, right.
I was wrong.
Yes. Like, I just want this feeling, because I can vibe with that. I can totally understand that feeling, because it's like I'll just be sitting on the chair sometime or just like chilling or whatever, and I just get a feeling like I want to go write a song. Mm-hmm. I need to go write a song.
Yeah.
I have to go write a song right now.
Yeah.
What do I write about? Well, who fucking cares?
Right.
Just start writing.
And that's this.
And that's what this song is. And he kills it.
I love it.
So go listen to Awful
Tune.
Do it. Do it.
Just do it.
As Shia LaBeouf would say.
Yeah.
Also, I will say again, just to reiterate, This Is Why by Paramore. Definitely an honorable. I think it was the only thing that both of us had picked to be at the top of our list besides Heavy Hitter, right?
Yeah.
Wall of Wax.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to the album, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah.
Go listen to it and go pay attention to everything that they do, because they're amazing.
Yes. I mean, if you're somebody that only knows Paramore because of Misery Business,
yeah.
A, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No, you but need to, B, please go listen to This Is Why.
Yeah.
Song/album, because it is so deserving.
Yeah.
It is so deserving.
Well, that concludes our lists.
Wow. 2023.
What a year for music. I'm sure
there
were so many albums that we didn't listen to that will probably definitely would have made this cut.
Oh, yeah.
You know, send them our way. I'd love to hear them. If your band has music, we'd love to hear it.
Yes. Yes, very much so. Like I said, it was so hard and so overwhelming looking at all of the music that I listened to in 2023 and trying to just pick 10 songs.
Yeah.
Like you said, I'm sure there are so many gems left undiscovered to us that
for sure.
I mean, like this year, you just found Enter Shikari.
Oh yeah, that was another band that was gonna make this list. I didn't put them on just because the other songs had already made such an indelible impact on me.
I mean, 10 songs is a hard limit for us.
So another shout out, Enter Shikari. I'd never heard of them.
Yeah.
Before this year.
Which is wild, because, again, like, going back to high school was the first time I heard them. Like, emo, like, Sorry You're Not a Winner, everybody's got to stop and clap. Like, you got to.
Yeah.
And when I showed you that, you were like, wait,
wow,
who is this? Yeah. And their new music. But, I mean, again.
I haven't listened to the full album yet. I'm pretty sure it did come out already. But Please Set Me on Fire.
Yeah.
Wow. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
I heard that for the first time. I was like, Jesus Christ. This song is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually play it at work for my patient, and he loves it. So
there you go. It's got the approval.
Yeah, it's got the approval. But yeah, that wraps it up. Stay tuned for more episodes this year. We're going to have tons of really good bands and musicians on to come talk about music and give us their favorite songs and stuff like that.
Yeah, 2024 is going to be exciting in a lot of ways, but yeah. I'm very excited. The Band Pie is back in action.
Me
and
too.
We can talk about all of the epic music around us.
Yes, and we will still be doing quarterly recaps, so every few months we'll be doing an episode where we're just talking about our favorite music that have come out. But we want to get fun bands on. We're going to be doing all kinds of playlists. So if you're hearing this and you got a band, send us your music.
Yeah.
We'd love to listen to it.
If you have recommendations.
If you have recommendations for bands that you think we should hear of.
I mean, obviously, if it wasn't already pretty fully out there in the open, music is our love language.
Yeah.
We want to hear and we want to talk music, so send it our way.
100%. This is a conclusion to the first episode of Band Pie Returning.
Woo! Signing off, Band Pie.
Goodbye, bitches.